Welcome back.
Welcome back to
Crunchy Tattooed Mouse Podcast. I literally, Kendra's wearing the shirt and I just had to read it. I don't want an epic failure like last time.
I re-listened and I still can't remember what you said.
I don't know.
It was just a, you know. Anyways.
I hope I have it much more together this time.
Same. It was a little late last time.
It was.
Actually, we never record during the day. So
no, we're actually recording. It's noon. It's almost one.
And it's weird.
It is. I actually kind of like it.
Do you?
I don't know. Maybe not. Because it's like my lunch break and I'm like, my mind's kind of on work.
Why didn't you
eat? I don't know. Oh, no, I already ate.
Oh, okay.
I like a really late breakfast. I had like 11.
Just making sure.
I'm trying to like, I do like fast dieting without like trying.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Yeah. Like the intermittent fasting, I'm like, oh yeah, I do that. But it's like not.
I don't do it on purpose.
Right. Yeah. Anyways. Anywho.
Yeah. Self-care. Go ahead, Kendra.
We usually discuss it before we start recording, and we didn't. Oh, okay. So I got my tattoo.
Right. I'm like, why aren't you going to say that?
And I learned how to do locks, dreadlocks. So someone with some locks, hit me up.
Loctician Kendra.
Yep. Yeah. So let's do it. And if anybody wants to let me like just practice on them more, I could do that. And then I can brush them out right after. It doesn't ruin your hair. So
is it hard?
What? Taking them out?
No, like, to do it.
Oh, I know. It's just, like, you gotta get into, like, the motion of your hand, and it's just, it's not hard, though. Well, what about you?
Me? I don't know. We had, like, a family day Sunday, and it was kind of nice. It was kind of chilled.
Yeah.
With my in-laws. Watch the Bears. Football is back.
I know. And George is like, everybody's so excited football's back. I was like, yeah, it's super late.
It's football.
Like, I don't know. We're not.
Yeah, no. I've always kind of been a huge Bears fan, too. No family is. I don't know. It's just fun.
It's definitely that we a fun can't, sport. Like,
go to a game this year.
I would love to go to a
football game. I, like, miss sports. You know? And I think I miss them more just because of the fact that you can't go.
Watch them.
Right. Well, now you can.
Well, now
you can. NBA playoffs are going on, but who watches basketball anymore? I'm such a basketball hater now. I used to love basketball.
Why do you hate it?
Because I hate how there's, like, these, like, super teams with, like, all, like super awesome players on them.
Yeah,
and
I
it's,
get
like,
that.
The same four
it's,
teams.
Like, really highlighted.
Yeah, it's annoying. Like, there's no, like, I don't know.
It's not just, like, let's play for competition,
right? Like, it's like who's gonna have the
best players on the team,
and I don't like it. I feel like it doesn't give. I don't know. Like, there's no competitiveness to that. Like,
I get that.
Obviously, if this team is playing this other shitty team, like, well, just wonder who's gonna win,
right?
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, baseball.
Football, it's more evened out.
Yeah, baseball. Like, I love baseball, but I just haven't been able to get into it this year.
I just read highlights.
Yeah. I just really want to go to a game.
I know. I would be super down for a football
game. Yeah. Like, our friend group went to Sox game a couple years in a row, and we didn't do it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I regret not doing it because now we can't do it this year. Like, we usually go Labor Day weekend. Yeah. So
maybe next year then.
Hopefully.
We should just. Okay, that's a side note. Anyways, wait, did you answer? Family day.
I watched the Bears, and they won. The Bears haven't won. I was like, oh, of course, they're going to lose their first game of the season like they always do. Because they have. I have the past few years, my family won, so. Go Bears.
Go Bears. Okay, well,
So we got a recommendation from someone, which
Thank
really
you,
excited
because we
excited
fucking
me.
Love recommendations.
Yeah, telling you guys, thinking of content's hard. For me, I'm not a creative, even though I'm a Cancer.
Yeah,
that's like the one thing that doesn't line up with my.
I'm trying to think of what doesn't line up with.
Girl, you're like a true sag.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think there is anything, but Anyways.
I'm going to play. So we got sent a TikTok. And I'm going to play like the TikTok for you. This is Teresa on TikTok. At dirtyboy.co. You know, in case someone tries to come for us.
That yeah, this, isn't ours. This is not our material. This is a TikTok.
All right, I'm going to play it. Here we go. If TikTok wants to open.
I hate because, like, sometimes you click it and it opens up to another page. And it's
I don't want that.
Excuse me.
Okay.
This is for my married people with children. The reason your marriage is failing is because your marriage is centered around your kids. Your marriage should be centered around you and your spouse. Your kids come second. If you have a strong relationship and a bond and a connection sexually, mentally, emotionally, like you did before the kids came in, and you stick to that, your relationship will thrive and grow. And not only that, that's going to rub off on your children. And they're going to have healthy, they're going to be raised healthy and have healthy relationships themselves when they get older because they learn from you that mommy and daddy come first. And then they come, and then we come next. But we are never left less just because mommy and daddy make time for themselves. That's a healthy relationship. Those of you who center your relationship and center everything around your children, eventually your children will leave you and you will have nothing and you'll be looking for another partner when you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s.
So that posed the question to us of, like, what are our opinions on it? I'm like, do we disagree, agree? We've talked about it a little bit in the past.
Yeah, but not, like, in depth.
No, right, no. We, like, just touched on it.
I also don't think it's, like, a simple question.
No, it's definitely, like, layered.
Yeah. But we did ask. We asked Instagram. And basically, majority of people said, the question was, do you agree that your relationship with your significant other is first before your kids? So, basically, what she said in the video. And basically majority of people said yes. And there was a lot of people that voted on this poll and we just posted it this morning. So
yeah. Thanks guys.
Yes. Thanks for participating. I noticed that polls are easier to get responses on than like questions. Yeah, yeah. Like for them to respond. So, but I also asked if people, you know, are you divorced or are your parents divorced? And majority of people said no. So this is something I've been thinking about since we decided that we were going to talk about this because I disagree with the video, but I think Elle agrees with
me. I do agree. I like 100% agree with her.
Okay. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, but I feel like I was like thinking about it. I'm like, but I feel like me and Elle have like same relationship values and like, I don't know, views. So why do we disagree on this? And I was like, well, I think I have a different view of relationships because my parents are divorced.
Oh, maybe that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's weird how most people said, yes, those relationships come first. They don't, there's not very much divorce involved with those questions. So I thought that was interesting how that lined up. I think that changed my view on relationship dynamics.
Yeah, I can see how, because I mean, that's basically what she's saying, that if you don't value you guys first, or, you know, place a lot of importance on it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to end up divorced, basically.
Right.
Because, yeah, you're going to be looking, there's going to be this huge void.
Right, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So I disagree with it in the fact that it's just like you have to have that solid foundation. That's how I think of it. Oscar and I were the foundation before my daughter came into the picture. So we always have to maintain, you know, each other and making sure each other's happy and to make her happy and be able to thrive. And that goes again for like, I take care of myself first, you know,
for sure.
To make sure I'm in a good place for him and for her. Because it's just like you can't take care of someone else if you're not in a good place.
Right. And I think that's where that we mentioned it's like a layered question because it depends how you take it too. So I'm thinking, okay, so my view is a little skewed because, okay, my parents got divorced and then they started a family with somebody else. So now it's like, no, does that person come first or do your kids come first?
Okay.
So it's like, no, your kids come first.
I see that because it was like, no, we were here before.
Right. Like, we're your biological kids and this is just some person you married.
Right.
So that's where my views get skewed. It's like, my step parents, I love them, but I've always had, like, when my parents first got with them, I resented them because I'm like, no, I'm their kid.
Right.
So I think that's where the views do get skewed a little bit. But like you said, I agree that, like, okay, me and George have been together. We dated, we got married, and we decided to have a family. It's like, okay, yeah, we should take that time. Like, we need to still carry on everything that we carried on before.
Right.
So that we have a health, like, healthy relationship to show our daughter. But, like, I don't know. Me and George have talked. Have you and Oscar talked about this at all?
Yeah. I want to say he agrees with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So George agrees with me. So, which is interesting because his parents are still married. But we've had that conversation where it's like, yeah, we're important, but Clueless more important than you. Yeah. Like, that's just the way it is.
And you know what, too? I think just looking at my own, you know, my own family dynamic, like with my parents and stuff, it's like I didn't see them that strong. And they are together. So it's just like,
yeah.
Are they the role model couple for me? No.
Probably not. Yeah.
No. So it's just like, I don't want that.
Right, you took that as like, I want to be something stronger for my kids.
Exactly, and for my husband and me and for our kids. You know, like, it's just like going to, like, I don't know, like, yeah, at home we'd have like family dinners, but not everyone was at the table, you know?
Yeah, so, for like, sure.
I think it's really important for you and your partner to be on that same level and being at that table with your kids.
Like, it's not just one person.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That's why I agree with her, where she's just, you just got to take the time to, like, to thrive within your relationship.
Yeah. And I mean, I've also seen people, I've seen people together for years and years and years before they have kids. And then they have kids and then their kids are in this and that and this and that, and they're being pulled multiple different ways. And then, yeah, the relationship falls apart.
Right.
That's why it's like, well, yeah. I mean, I agree to an extent.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. It's a hard question. Because, yeah, imagine, like, if you're a parent to multiple children. Like, I just have one right now. So, like, I feel like this might be easier for me to answer right now. But, like, if you do have, like, four kids, they're all in sports or some kind of activity, and you're taking them, and you have to make that time with your husband because it's partner, because it's so easily lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Oscar and I try to do a date night like once a month, but does that always happen? No. Does it happen sometimes one week after another? Yeah. Like, we just got to take what we can get, but
for sure,
we have to not forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, right now, Dolly's still an infant and she goes to sleep at 8. So, like, after that, it's just like, it's us time. And it's so nice. Even though half the time he just goes and plays Xbox. But, I mean, I try to take advantage of it.
But then that leaves you to your time as well.
Which is also needed. Dude, yeah, sometimes I just, like, lay in my bed. On my phone. I don't know.
It's therapeutic.
It is.
So, someone messaged us and said, this is a really tough question. Okay, hold on. I'm rereading it, but then it's okay. She said, okay, because she agreed that yes, she said yes, but then she's like, but what if the relationship isn't healthy with your partner? Wouldn't that impact who comes first in your life? Which is true. I mean, if you're in a toxic marriage or, you know, relationship, whatever you're doing, your kids are gonna come first. I mean,
I just said what she said.
I see, like, toxic relationships all the time, and they still put their significant other first.
Oh, see, that's like, where it's...
But what about your kid?
Yeah. See, that's where it's just like, that's just a whole toxic relationship that got to go.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a whole other thing.
Because then, your parent... I mean, this is, like, ideally a healthy... Like, you're doing this for a healthy relationship.
Right.
So, but if that's not fair, you're just showing your kid bad values. In my opinion.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Because, I mean, that's why
I know. I do. I, like, instantly thought of a couple that I know and their kids, and I'm just like, those poor kids.
Yeah, I know. And it's not a simple question.
It's not. But I don't know.
I mean, overall, yes, our relationship with our significant other is supposed to be a modeled relationship for your kids. That's the whole point.
Right. But I think it just, you know, it models respect and love and honesty, trust. Like, those are all things that your children need to see for any kind of relationship, whether it be romantic or platonic, you know?
Yep. And that's something I have to remind myself, because I've mentioned this a million times and I probably will more. I grew up in a household where we just kind of say whatever we want. And I mean, not that we're like mean to each other, but we say what's on our mind no matter what, and that's not always healthy. I mean, those are behaviors you have to unlearn.
Yeah.
And
you can't just hurt people's feelings.
Right. So it's like, I mean, I'm still trying to unlearn that, but I, you know, then I'm really conscious about it because of my daughter. I'm like, wait, let me think about what I want to say. I don't know. It's a really hard question.
Yeah.
I've like really thought about it too.
I know. I kind of want to see what these comments on TikTok say.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Sorry. But I just feel like at the end of the day, it is just modeling for your kids.
Yeah, because then you do see kids go off to college and start their own families, and then what are these people left with? Like a broken relationship, because they have no idea how to maintain it.
Right.
Gosh,
this is for my
okay.
I am really curious about the comments.
Someone said it's easier said than done. I definitely
totally. It's work. That's why it's a relationship. And some people don't always have the opportunity.
The controls.
Oh, really?
Like someone said, you put God first, then your spouse, then kids. It's a foundation. Without that foundation, you can't structure. See, that's how I feel about like that foundation. Well, this girl said, I used to believe that, but then I was put last by him, so my kids come first.
Yeah.
See, and I feel like that's where like it's not like a set law. Everyone's
dynamics are different.
Right. And exactly. Everyone's home life is different. Everyone's relationship is different. This girl said 100% my mother, who has 5 kids, always said this exact thing. She said that you guys will leave, but your father is with me for life. We know our place.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, your kids are with you till they're, I mean, lately it looks like 25, but like 18, you know, like you put them through school and then
what?
You live to what, 80? That's not even a quarter of your life.
It's really crazy.
It's not. I mean, yeah, I mean, like, it is crazy, but it's just not that much time you're like actually with your kids. Like, if you think about it, like in a strictly biological sense, you're raising them so they can be on their own.
Right. Yeah, right.
So why not teach them those values to be on their own, like, and model them?
Especially at, like, those young ages. I mean, they're so, influential? What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? They're easily,
This girl said you must not have more than 3 children. You see, like, that's where I get it, like,
right.
The more the kids, the more difficult it must be.
But I do know a couple. Granted, they are lucky to have someone to babysit their children, because not everybody has that luxury. They have 8 kids or 6 kids, and they still go on date nights. And she talks about how important it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, their kids are all in sports, and the ages of, I mean, it's like, infant child to, you know, 8th grade or something. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
This guy said, your marriage will take care of your kids, but your kids will destroy your marriage if you let them. Put your marriage ahead of your kids.
Interesting.
I know. I was like, coming from a man.
Yeah, that's
I like that.
Say it one more time.
Your marriage will take care of your kids, but your kids will destroy your marriage if you let them.
I like that.
And that's why you had to put your kid, your marriage ahead of your kids.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I like the idea of it, but the way it sounds, it sounds horrible. Does that make sense?
No, but they can.
Can what?
Like, destroy Oh, wait, what do you mean?
Just like putting your kids after your marriage. Like, that sounds so...
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound right to me.
And, but they're equally as important. You know, it's not like they're any less than.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she says that too.
Oh, it's a hard thing to wrap your head around. My head. It's hard to wrap my head around it.
This girl said, this is true. If I see a guy on Bumble saying my kids come first, I immediately swipe left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was just having this conversation with my brother. I was just having this conversation with my brother.
Like,
that
dating with people with kids and stuff.
Yeah, that we agree that kids come first, especially if it's not their
right. See, that's
the person raising them.
That's where I feel like, okay, like you're a step parent in this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like I told, like, yeah, I mean, in that aspect,
I've never been in that kind of dynamic,
right?
Whatsoever. So I just don't know.
Yeah, it's very it's a slippery slope.
So I decided to call my good friend Andy and or Andrea. So sorry, and see what her opinion is on all of this. So she's on speaker with us now. So we got this from a TikTok. So basically, the TikTok just says basically this, and you'll hear it on the podcast. But what do you think? Do you think your marriage comes first or your children?
Marriage.
Why?
For sure.
Like 100% marriage.
Yeah, your significant. Well, I mean, I'm not married, but I think like the father of your children is someone that you should show like if you are in a bad, like if you're in a bad fight with your significant other, and your kids see that you're unhappy, your significant other's unhappy, it's gonna like reflect on them and how they handle things. So you have to make sure. I also feel like if you show more like love and like more importance into your marriage, it's gonna flourish, and it's going to like therefore give a good example for your children. If you're so focused on like the kids and so focused on the kids, you lose track of like each other. And who knows? Like maybe you forgot. Oh fuck, we haven't gone on a date for so long because we're so focused on the kids. Mm-hmm. So how are you gonna be able to continue to flourish that marriage if you're too involved in your children's lives as opposed to each other's? That makes sense. I feel like if you put each other first, everything else will kind of come with it. I feel like with my parents, their divorce, even though it's way more intense, more details into it, obviously, I feel like this is very slight. But sometimes I did feel like now in my life today, having my own kids, having my own family, my mom put too much effort into us and making sure that we were kept in this bubble and not seeing like the reality of what was going on between them. And I felt like that was something that attributed to their divorce. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically Kendra was kind of like tied the two together, and she was saying how like her parents are divorced too. So like that's why she feels like her kids are most important.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, are your parents, did your parents like remarry or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so
my dad is on his third marriage, and my mom's on his second.
Okay, so like that was my point, is that like, okay, we talk about how like layered this is. Like, it's not just a simple yes or no. To me, it's not.
Right.
So like when they got remarried, I was in this state of like, okay, there's this brand new person. Why are you putting this person above your kids? So that's like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like where my difference of opinion comes in, because it's like, now this random person that you decided to date is the most important person in your life, like, but we're your kids. So that's like where it's like, it's not that easy to answer for me.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely understand that. I guess I kind of took it as of like, can this help prevent a divorce if you put a little bit more effort into your relationship as opposed to your children. I felt like it kind of, my like theory on it was true based on like how my parents ended up and how I see my life today. But like when they remarry and stuff, like I feel like that's a completely different situation scenario because it's not even like the father of your children anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't really correlate with the questions that you guys asked. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess, but that skews like my views on like my marriage. It's like, but my kid's always going to be first. It didn't directly correlate, but it correlated in the sense of how my view is skewed. Like in my marriage.
I definitely see that.
Yeah.
I feel like another, because I look at my parents and then I look at my grandparents who I don't believe in all of their beliefs. They're very diehard Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always seen the love between them too. Every single thing that they've been like hit with throughout, they're like 80 some years old now. Everything they've been hit with, they find the comfort within themselves to be able to like handle anything, even including their children. You know, like as later on. And because of them too, I've always seen like how strong of a love they truly have for each other. And how that's made them so strong. I mean, because all of their kids are divorced. So, like, I guess it doesn't really, like, help with that aspect. But, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, everyone's different. And then you think of it, like, they did what they could. They showed them, like, what a healthy relationship should look like. I mean, obviously that's on them, and they took it how they wanted to take it, but... I mean, look at them. They're 80-something years old and thriving in their relationship.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. That's basically, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I married my husband for life, you know, like that was my vow. So like, yeah, he's first, he's first, he's last, he's in the middle, like of my life. I don't know.
Exactly.
Like,
he's like the soul.
Right. So that's why I was like, yeah, you know?
Yeah. I get it. I guess I'm too fucking analytical. I'm too analytical for shit like this because I think about things on every level. I can't just answer a question yes or no most of the time.
But that's the thing. Like if I were to get divorced, my kid's coming first. Mm-hmm. Like,
exactly.
Right.
Because my dad, when he remarried like the second time, I did not want to be at that wedding. I wasn't even asked how I felt about it.
Right.
Like, wait, what the heck? Like, who do you think? Like, this, like, what is going on? You know, like, I was just kind of like, I was crying throughout the whole ceremony because I was so against it.
Yeah.
And I felt like he didn't put enough effort into, like, us being, like, a, you know, like, I guess, getting along, like, finding ways to, like, you know, be together as a unit in his new life. So, yeah, that definitely made me feel a type of way. And I think, what Anthony said. Once it's like we divorce, I'm gonna definitely put my kids first.
Yeah, I get that. And that's kind of like what we talked about, like, okay, but you know, if this is the father, or you know, I keep saying father because that's my situation, but your significant other, if this is the person that's raising your children, then I definitely get why marriage should be put at the top. Like, this is the most important part of our foundation. We have to keep this strong. Yeah, so I definitely get
you. And actually, your whole situation was layers too, because my dad's second wife, her parents were also divorced, but the parents remarried, and like they all still like got together for holidays, for like the students' events, you know, like the kids with their volleyball, whatever the sports. They like all four were always like unified.
Yeah, that's awesome. That and
yeah,
I mean that's.
Divorce goals.
That's divorce goals because that's amazing.
Yeah, like that's amazing. I know, but like I felt like these when I met the mom and who she remarried, you can feel the love between them too.
Oh, okay.
And I felt like that was like an example of like if they love each other, if he's gonna love you so much, like the second person you're married to, if he's gonna love you that much, you're gonna make sure your kids are good.
Yeah.
You know. Like, he's got to love you a shit ton to make sure that he loves your kid because they're a part of you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I see it in that aspect. Hmm. And it sucks when it's the other way around.
Great opinion, Andrea.
Thank you.
I might have been thought about this so much because of my grandparents. Yeah. Living with them, like, over the past year, it really made me, you know, think a lot.
Do you think before you live with them, you felt different about this question?
I feel like I was always back and forth, yeah. Living with my grandparents made me look at different, like, things very differently, especially because, like, they were always very religion-based.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to, like, think outside of that religion base, and it still, like, kind of made sense, you know?
Yeah.
When I would, like, think outside of just, like, strictly their views on religion and why it has to be because of the religion. No, I look at, like, other situations outside of it. But had they not, like, told me this, and had I not had these, like, intense conversations with them, my mind wouldn't have gotten to where it is today. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for guesting on this podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
So that was fun.
That was fun. On her thought, like, okay, so her grandparents had this great marriage, but, like, all their kids got divorced. Yeah. But, like, I like it because she got something out of it.
Right.
Like, she's like, okay, they saw this. Why didn't they get anything from it?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe their relationship changed over the years, too, and they grew into each other more in love. I don't know. I can't just think simple. Like, I have to make everything much more complicated than.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen that, and that's exactly why I think that it is a good idea just to at least think about this question and see how you feel about it. Because you don't just want to, like, blindly end up without children. Like, I don't know. At least you had a warning, you know? This might happen. Or that, like, you might feel this void after your kids leave. And I think anyone feels a void after their kids leave. But are
you going to have a significant other there, or just somebody that's been going through life with you?
Your roommate.
Yeah, your roommate. Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. Like, I never want to feel like I just have a roommate.
This is something Jordan and I have talked about this a lot, because I had to, like, explain to him the importance of, like, going on dates and, like we have to do stuff outside of being parents. And
right.
That was hard at first, because that was a new thing to us, being parents, and, like, okay, we got to figure this out now. And, you know, I lost myself a lot, and I don't know. It's hard. Definitely. I can't think of anything simple. So I had to make this much more difficult than it needed to be. Like everything else in my life.
It is difficult, though. Like, it's heavy. It's tough. Because, I mean, you're totally right in looking at it in different aspects.
Yeah. And then I think about all the people that I know do not put their marriage, like, importance first.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can see it. You're around people and you just know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Right. But I think that's also really good that you and George are on, like, the same.
Oh, yeah.
At least you guys agree. Yeah. It's not like you're like, no, it's Kalila. Not, yeah. And then he's like, nah, it's you. Like, yeah. You know, like, at least you guys are on the same page.
That's true. Right? That's also really important. Really Make sure you're on the same page as your significant other, because yikes.
Always. And that's just, like, another thing with marriage. Like, being, you don't have to agree on everything, obviously.
Right.
But at least important. Understanding each other. And, like, I think these, like, big topics are, like, important.
Well, yeah. Significantly. Yikes. Nope. That's all I got in my very, that's how I am with everything, though. I can't just think about a situation and be like, huh. Like, no, I'm like, what are the depths of this? Like, what more can I think about?
Answer the question, yes or no. It's horrible.
Oh, like, no, seriously, everything. Like, cake or ice cream? I don't know. What kind of cake is it? Is it tres leches or is it chocolate? Does it have chocolate frosting?
Just cake. All cakes. Cakes or ice cream?
I guess. If it was, like, strawberry ice cream, I would say cake.
Oh, my God. But if it was, like, strawberry ice cream and chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake. But, like, I love ice cream, so. Anyways.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it for today.
Do you have anything you would like to add to this scenario?
No. I hope this audio is okay.
Okay, we're going to step up our audio game next week. It's going to be high tech, and you guys will have to turn down the stereos in your car because it's going to be so clear.
Oh, shit.
I know. That's a big fucking
thing I'm going to grind. If anyone else has any other suggestions, let us know. Send that shit.
See, we just made an episode off of TikTok.
Slide in our DMs. Slide right in. You know what? I watch TikToks all the fucking time. I never thought to, like...
What the...
It's because I'm in, like...
You're a TikTok goer.
Yeah. When I was, like, talking about how I just go in my room and lay on my bed. I watch TikToks. I don't go on, like, social media anymore. Like, you know, like, I used to, like, mindlessly scroll down my feed on, like, Facebook or...
No, and I gotta stop doing
this on TikTok now. Dude, TikTok does this thing at night where, like, it'll... They have, like, their, like, TikTok has TikToks. It's just, like... You've been watching TikToks for a while. Maybe it's time you go to bed. And I'm just like, fuck you, TikTok. I'm like... You're right.
I should. But I'm going to, like, I'm Netflix scrolling. Is like, are you still are watching?
It's exactly like that. Stop. But it's just like, it's like a TikTok video. Like, someone's like TikToking.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The first time it happened to me, I was like,
excuse me. Get out of my face. Right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.